U.S. President Joe Biden has said he decided to provide Ukraine with more advanced rocket systems and munitions as part of U.S. efforts to help the Ukrainian fight against a Russian invasion, which is now in its fourth month. Biden wrote in an opinion piece in the New York Times that the United States has aided Ukraine with weapons and ammunition in order to bolster its position on the battlefield and ultimately win, ultimately in peace negotiations with Russia. He noted in his opinion piece that Russian attacks have included the bombing of maternity hospitals and the forced displacement of millions of people, making the war in Ukraine what Biden called a profound moral issue. He also said he does not seek war with Russia. The school district police chief in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 students and two teachers were killed in a shooting, has not responded to official investigation interview requests for 2 days. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Texas Department of Public Safety says they want to talk to Pete Arredondo, who was in charge, about why he waited over an hour while parents and officers from other law enforcement agencies wanted to go into the school and students inside were calling 911. The director of DPS said that was the wrong decision, believing the gunman was barricaded inside and children were not at risk. Arredondo has not responded to multiple requests for comment from the Associated Press. At one point, a man answering the door at his home told a reporter for us he was indisposed and that the truth will come out. I'm Julie Walker.
The United Nations says it's naming its annual training program for Palestinian broadcasters after Al Jazeera reporter Shireen Abu Akleh, who was killed in May during an Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank. VOA News. Denmark's largest energy company says Russia is cutting off its gas supply because it refused to pay in rubles. It's the latest escalation over European energy amid the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russia had previously halted natural gas supplies to other EU countries for refusing a demand to pay in rubles. And on Tuesday, the tap was turned off on the Netherlands. Now, Danish energy company Ørsted says it still expects to be able to service customers, saying, "We stand firm in our refusal to pay in rubles. And we've been preparing for this scenario." Russian President Vladimir Putin had declared in the wake of Western sanctions that unfriendly foreign buyers needed to open two accounts, one to pay in euros and dollars as specified in contracts, and the other in rubles. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The nation's leading cybersecurity agency, and that is the U.S. leading cybersecurity agency, says electronic voting machines from a leading vendor have software vulnerabilities. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Dominion Voting Systems machines are used in at least 16 states. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency says there's no evidence the flaws have been exploited to alter election results. However, in an advisory to state election officials, it says they can leave the machines susceptible to hacking if left unaddressed. It details 9 vulnerabilities and suggests protective measures to prevent or detect their exploitation. Dominion defends its machines as accurate and secure. I'm Ben Thomas.
A record 13 women, including the first female Muslim, have been sworn in as ministers in Australia's new government. The ceremony Wednesday came 11 days after new Prime Minister Anthony Albanese led the centre-left Labour Party to an election victory over the incumbent Conservatives. Albanese wrote on Twitter that he was proud to lead an inclusive government that is as diverse as Australia itself. And Ali was sworn in as Australia's first female Muslim minister, while Ed Husic became the first Muslim to serve in the cabinet. Linda Burney became the first woman and only second Indigenous person to serve as Indigenous Affairs Minister. And French President Emmanuel Macron and his government members say they are sorry and sad for the fate of 2,700 Liverpool fans who had a ticket to the Champions League final in Paris but couldn't get into the stadium. The French government spokeswoman said government ministers discussed the issue Wednesday at the weekly cabinet meeting at the Élysée Presidential Palace. She said the event could have been better handled and that France is set to improve the situation for future sports events. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
It's only the Voice of America.